Oh, yeah. If I hit it there, then you guys get the countdown. There. Now you know I'm serious. Okay. We're really going to do it. See that? I told you.
This meeting is being recorded.
Dude, everyone needs a job, man. You know? Everyone
deserves a job,
man. Dude, everyone deserves a job, except for Hackstall, but we'll get into it. But everyone needs a job. It's crazy, man. Like, okay, so... Like, okay, so... Look, I'm sorry to put those words in that order, man. That
Valley Brett's coming out?
It's like, okay, so... You guys, I got... Fired, sort of. Fired? Not fired? Did we get fired? We didn't get fired.
Laid off.
No, they're rat bastards who just like decided that we don't have a job anymore, I guess. Is that, what is that? What is that called? How do you write that down on unemployment? You know what I mean? Like, where's that box to check? Anyway.
They got all kinds of other ones.
Ouch.
Whatever, dude. That's, whatever, dude. Anyway, where's the Davis Law Group when I need them, by the way? They would take the case, wouldn't they?
Maybe.
That's all right. I got more expensive people looking into it. Anyway, dun, dun. Listen.
Somebody say the words.
I got to laugh. Somebody say I got to laugh so I won't cry. Listen to me.
No, I want this to keep going. I want to keep seeing where this goes.
Listen to me.
There you go.
All right, so Katie and I did this morning show for a long time, and then they were like, you've been loyal for all this time, and you grew your audience, which is our audience, by triple, but we don't need you tomorrow. And it was weird, because it was like, what? I've been working here the whole time. what happened? And they were basically like... Oh, we don't know. We're just like a bunch of children in a treehouse. We have no idea what we're doing. And it was like, oh, great. Well, I have a family. But anyway, so does Hackstall. My point is that everyone needs a job, guys. Everyone needs a job. And isn't it weird that last week, then they also fire Hackstall? And I, you know, it's funny because I've been calling for his job. And when I saw
now
the picture,
bad,
I was
you?
Like, dude, I'm so
now
sorry,
you feel like
bro.
A tank, don't you?
Like, I'm so sorry. Bro, I feel you, dog. Like, I've never felt worse for a guy I didn't like so much. And just in my whole life. You know what I mean, Ryan?
Not what I thought this Hacksaw conversation was going to start out as.
Oh, really? How did you think it would go?
I thought we were going to go guns blazing and good riddance and get out of here. And now I just feel bad for the guy.
Well, I think it's actually provides a new perspective, though, a little bit. Because I was ready to come on here and just start playing like celebration music also. But I think this provides
if you
a deeper
guys,
understanding. Go ahead, Chris.
If you guys are going to dive into this right now, I mean, it sounds like you're actually diving in. We can't just dive in without somebody saying... Release the damn show.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, jeez, that was a mess.
Look at that.
So it's par for the course today.
Hey, young fish. It's the show. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show. Okay. What's up? Hey, it's Release the Show. If you're a business owner out there and you're looking for a charming blonde guy or any charming fellas or ladies that you could use some help at your job... Is that how you apply for a job?
Brent needs a job.
You guys hear that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That was my best attempt at applying for a job. Guys, I need a job, dude.
The main qualification you put in there was blonde hair.
Well,
I think that's going to do it for you.
Listen, that's all I got, Chris. Okay? And I know it hurts. It stings. I know.
But it's amazing.
And I didn't mean to make it personal.
Damn it.
Oh. Hey. If I could hockey skate, I could be the next coach of the Kraken, probably, because that is the biggest news out of Krakenville, everybody, and we'll get
to that. There's an opening.
We will get to that, and welcome to Release the Show and everything. I'm Brett. Chris is over there, Ryan's over there, producer Katie's here laughing, and I have a piece of paper in my hand here because we got a live read, fellas. They're back, everybody. Bet online. They were here at the beginning. They dipped in the middle, but now they're back. Bet online, baby.
They do what they want.
Listen, hey, I need, you know what I need? I need a little cashola rolling in. And so you know what I've been doing?
Sports betting.
Boom. Solid.
By the way, somebody out there listening, you guys, you might need to send a welfare check in a few days.
That's the way you should use your life savings is head over to Bet Online.
I'm like, hold on a second. Can the Mariners win again? Oh, nope, not last night. So,
does your family know this or are they finding out right now?
Shh, don't say anything. Bet Online. Bet Online, everybody. You know what, Chris? You don't have to worry over at Bet Online, though, as much as anywhere else because they give you so much news, stats, info. You can be so well informed before you place your wagers at betonline.com. They're the number one source for all of your summer sports bets, MLB, golf, NBA playoffs, and NHL playoffs, which of course the Kraken are not in. Latest odds, lines, including latest team matchups, player props and odds, all kinds of stuff. I mean, they got the weird bets. You know what I mean? They got like the ones that aren't even about the pucks in the back of the net and things like that. It's a great website, super easy to use. They have a mobile app also, which you can download right to your smart telephone. Not a jitterbug. If you got a jitterbug, you got to go to the website. Bet online. Bet online, guys. Bet online. I mean, think about it. If you're online and you want to make a bet.
For old people.
What's a jitterbug?
I'm an old person. I don't even know what that is. I should have that phone?
You don't know what that is?
No, for like a 75-year-old.
Man, you guys have never been unemployed.
Is it a flip phone?
Before. Have you guys ever been unemployed? You're supposed to watch TV in the middle of the day in your socks.
And there's lots of T-Mobile two-way?
There's lots of commercials for old people. Anyway, Bet Online. Hey, think about it. If you're online and you want to bet, it's Bet Online, where the game starts, right? Go there. Anyway, all right. Biggest news coming out of Krakenville is they didn't make the playoffs. And Dave Haxtell is out as the coach.
Yay!
Question mark? Or we're not sure. Time will tell. But we got to get the initial reactions here from the fellas. So, Ryan, let's not talk about what you think of the move, really, but just your initial reaction. Like, what was the first thought that ran through your head when you saw that post from the team?
Good.
Okay.
Just
Chris. Good. No, that's like, good. Yeah, no, leave it there. Yeah. Chris, first thought.
Honestly, the first thought that went through my head, I'm being real here, was like, oh, now we don't get to, you know, use his nickname anymore on the show.
Always thinking about the podcast. I like it.
But right after that, I mean, it was just like Ryan. It was kind of like a breath of fresh air in a sense. I was just like, okay, you know, like this is probably good.
Yeah. My first thought was finally. I thought, thank goodness. You know, it's like sweet relief. Now we can move on to something new, you know? So yeah. I thought that the announcement was a bit lackluster, or like it was a bit, it's kind of boring, wasn't it, Ryan? I mean, as a graphics guy, that thing was pretty barren. It was like, we'd like to thank Coach Haxtell for all of his time and a few memories. You know, like,
I mean,
it was like,
there's not much to go on.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. Wasn't that the problem the whole time? It kind of seemed like at the end too, the team was like, we don't even know how to talk to this guy. I don't know. He was here. I don't know.
we got the press release maybe 5 minutes before it went out on Twitter. And it was just pretty basic, pretty plain.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank them for their time. Appreciate it. You're our first coach. Like, thanks, Tips.
Yeah, it was like, it literally like, thank you for the time. Like, thank you for being breathing and being our first coach. You know what I mean?
I mean, it just kind of shows you that the organization really wanted the change and wanted to move on and just put it behind them. And like I said, now it's over. So we talked a month ago. How'd you feel if he was gone? And as a player, I don't really like the change as a player, but if they're not playing for him anymore, now that it's gone, great. You know what you're walking into training camp day one. It's going to be a different program.
Yeah, for whoever the new coach is.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, Chris, I mean, this is the move we wanted this offseason, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, before I had said I would be okay if they had him back on a very, very, very short leash to where early on in the season, if things are going the same exact way, then you can make that call. I think it's fine now. What's interesting is what Ryan said, you know, about the organization, whatnot. If you saw Francis speak about it, now maybe he has to do this, right? You know, puts on the acting show. But it seemed like, in his words, that he felt very, very pained about it, almost like he didn't want to make this decision, but he was forced to make this decision by other forces. And so, you know, that's what they ran with. But it seemed like he might have voted the other way if he really could, but
yeah,
I don't know. I think that it's all good and well to do it in the off season here and just start fresh.
Yeah.
I'm you know, warming up to that versus keeping him around for a short leash.
Well, okay. So you want the official press release, everybody, just word for word here, producer Katie, ready? Now granted, this is more than you and I got after 6 years, 5 days a week on a radio station? Podcast?
Not anymore.
Whatever it was. We didn't get anything. What, 1,600 episodes? No farewell episode. No even getting to say goodbye.
1,600
episodes. 1,600 episodes. I mean, and just
incredible. Congrats on that, despite all the rest of the shit we're talking about.
No, Katie was like, so do we go on tomorrow and say goodbye? And they were like, no, we can't have you go back on the air, actually. It's just over. Bye. Thanks. So anyway, but this is what the Kraken gave Dave Haxtell, though. Okay, ready?
They give it a bad graphic.
This is at least, look at this.
Well, that's a bad
look
graphic
at this, you guys. That's pretty sparse. I mean, that is a sparse graphic. I was going to say, if I ever get fired like this, kick me in the nuts, but it's actually worse than this already. So whatever. This is actually nicer. Anyway, the Seattle Kraken have relieved head coach Dave Haxtell of his duties. General manager Ron Francis will begin the search for the team's next head coach immediately. That's it. That's all it says.
Oh, you're done. Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's all it says. Wow. And then above that on Twitter, it says, the Kraken tweeted, to our first ever head coach, thank you. That's all it says. And then below that, there's a quote from Ron Francis, and it says, now here. Again, man, I mean, I guess I would love to be fired this ceremoniously, but actually,
and at this point, you'd be loving this.
If I'm ever actually fired like this, and this is what people are saying about me, like, it's over, guys. Ready? That's what it says. Dave is a good coach and a terrific person. We wish him and his family all the best. Ron Francis. Yikes.
Wow. Short and sweet. Wow. Everything.
It's like Brett's a good host and a swell guy.
Wish him and his hair well.
Yikes.
It's pretty par for the course when that's all he would say during press conferences. Yeah. The most minimum words.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even engage. It was just, you know, hey, we lost. It sucks. We'll try better. So, I mean, you just got a taste of his own medicine right there.
Yeah.
They're hacking him back. I like it.
Some more Francis quotes here. Looking at, he, you know, it's never an easy day, never an easy decision. Ellipses. looking at our organization and the season, I thought we were a little more inconsistent than we had been, and then more ellipses, and then too many losing streaks, which I think that's what we said here, is like you can be a little up and down, but too many down streaks in a row. I mean, Chris almost had to go streaking at least three times, and that was for 10 in a row. Your team should not be close to 10 in a row that many times. Right, Ryan Wettstein, hockey aficionado?
You should never lose more than two games in a row, let alone go on four major streaks throughout the course of a year.
Yeah.
8-9-game losing streaks. I mean, come on.
Yeah. 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 Yep. And I think that's the other thing, right, is like you can, and you know, every team's going to get into a skid, but the coach or the captain, which he never named after Giordano left,
my man,
are the ones who are supposed to pull you back out of that skid. But since he doesn't have a personality, I'm sorry, man.
Now you're kicking him while he's down. You felt for him for like 5 seconds. You felt for him.
I hate to kick one of my brothers while he's down, but like, dude, heck, like, come on, man. Like, how did he even get the job in the first place? Like, I feel like I could go interview for that job right now and be more dynamic. And I don't even know shit about hockey really that much. All that much. Right, Ryan?
Well, I agree with both of those.
No.
I mean, that like you'd have way more dynamic to you.
Yeah,
for sure.
Great motivator. That's what Hack wasn't. I mean, we've talked about this all throughout the year.
Yeah.
Come in there and punt a trash can. Come in there and get your captain to do something. Like, make a change, make a move, scream on the bench. None of that stuff really happened. And I think it starts to play a toll on the players that they just can't have the same thing over and over and over again. You need that change. And so, I don't like to see him go because I thought they were building something, but obviously it wasn't working. So let's make that change.
Well, there's going to be a lot of changes coming up. We could probably play our favorite game. Should I stay or should I go? Because there's going to be a lot of players on the move, most likely, because whoever's coming in is going to want, you know, their own roster. They're going to want to put their stamp on it. They probably got the guys who are already here that they like, and some guys that they probably don't that much. And then, so there'll be some roster shakeups. I want to get into that. First of all, though, Epic Seats. That's what Katie's over there waving her arms in the air. Epic Seats, guys. EpicSeats.com. They are still here. They're still doing it for us and doing it well. Local Seattle company. These guys went to UW, so you know you can trust them.
Come on.
Go see our guy Jimmy Seats at EpicSeats.com. Whether you're selling seats or buying seats, this company is also global. Doesn't have to be the events in Seattle or just local to Seattle, even though they've got those too. Whether you're looking for sports tickets, concert tickets, I mean, it doesn't have to be the Mariners. It could be the Mariners, but it could also be a concert out at Chateau San Michel. I almost said San Manuel, like the casino down in Southern California. But
it could be there too.
Chateau San Michel. The winery out there is nice, man. It's heating up out there in the Northwest. You know, you got the sun out and everything. You might want to go out there, check out a concert. Go to epicseats.com, everybody. Check them out and let them know that we sent you. Okay, so like I was saying, I want to get into the players. But I have a question for you guys first. And it's for all the listeners, too. And you guys can holler back on this one. Hit us back on social media, at Release the Show. You can email us your answer to this, because I really want to hear back from you on this, okay? The Kraken have been around for three seasons. They've been establishing themselves as a brand and as a team over that time. But they had, as we've all been kind of saying, sort of a guy, not much personality at the helm. Now, who's coming in next? What's that personality going to be like? And my question is it going to fit what the Kraken sort of have been so far, which is just sort of like the nice guys in town who are like kind of just, hey, we're happy to be here and our colors and jerseys are cool and we're super like, you know, hip and with it, but and we're just sort of happy to be here as hockey fans and we're very nice. You know what I'm saying, Ryan? Like, what if that next person that comes in does punt a trash can and start throwing curse words around and F-bombs and, you know,
I mean, I was going to ask the same question to you guys. So a new coach comes in, and what direction is he going to take them? So are we going to be a team that is that grinds it out, that goes in the corners, that does those dirty things? Are we going to be this grit team that we talk about? Are we going to be finesse and more goal scoring and speed, right? So there's different areas where you want to take it. I think we're kind of a blank slate because we obviously had the first season. Second season, we made the playoffs. You can show that this team can do some stuff. This year, we slid backwards. Great. We're starting over, really. So do we take our pieces right now and exploit them, or do we bring in some other guys that, again, add some of this depth and this toughness that I think that's where we want to head is more of let's get people intimidated and scared to come and play inside Climate Pledge.
Well, that comes from the fan base though too. This is what I'm trying to say. It's like, do you think the fans will embrace a gritty, hard-nosed, smash them in the mouth? Yeah. Like I've been to quite a few Kraken games. People are just sort of, it's wine and cheese crowd, dude. I don't know. Like the online, like you watch the fans online, you know, it's very just like, you know what I'm saying? Chris, you know what I'm saying? Chris, you went to Stanford. You know about wine and cheese crowds.
Hey. First of all, I guess I shouldn't be mad about this whole Stanford UW thing or whatever. We're not even being the same conference anymore with that whole Pac-12 falling apart. So we're not enemies anymore.
No.
Go dogs. But
no, what I'm
yeah, I know some wine and cheese crowds.
You know, it's not the most rabid football fans in the world. You know, like, I mean, it's sort of similar with the Kraken, I feel like. It's like, when they first came in, man, I thought we were just going to be the most hard-nosed smash mouth from the Northwest, gritty, the men of the North kind of a vibe, you know? It's never really had that. And I just don't know if someone came in and tried to do that, like if someone came in and tried to do that, but then they put the Davy Jones hat on.
Ooh, that's not men of the North. That's men of the South.
Anyway,
it's two men of the South. Well, no, it's a tough thing. I mean, you guys are like talking about like blank slate, starting over, with our responsibility as well as the fan base and the crowd. It's like, well, starting over usually means that next year we're probably not going to be amazing if you've got new coach, new players, you're trying to gel again, etc. But this biggest thing is like we're up against. Like I'm part of the organization, up against all these other organizations, right? I mean, they need to solidify us as a fan base quickly.
And
as quickly as possible.
And establish an identity. Because then no matter who the coach is, you can have that identity run through your team. Like if you think of the Pittsburgh Steelers, you can kind of envision what that team is like in your head. You think of the Seahawks. Or you take it to hockey. You think of the Vegas Golden Knights. They play a certain brand of hockey. You think about, the Tampa Bay Lightning through their streak, right? Like, you just knew the sort of, and it didn't matter who the coach was, right, Ryan? Like, teams take on an identity. This team needs to figure out who it is. And from all the way the top down, I mean, enough about the jerseys. They're pretty. We know. It's a nice arena. We know. But everything's nice. I want it to be loud and in your face. And, because then I think you can be good right away, actually.
Brad, I think you're going to get that because, one, this team's going to have a captain. I mean, someone the player side of things is going to step up and take control of this team, right? So, again, the coach is there to just – he's the manager. He's managing the assistant coaches. He's managing the plays, but he's not on the ice. That team needs to form their own identity, and that's going to start with the captain, right? So you look at who that guy is and how he's going to step up, and that will trickle down. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think you're right, man. I think you're right. And the captain thing, I wanted to fire Hack when he just wouldn't name a captain. It just seems so wishy-washy for two seasons. He never gave a great answer about it in interviews. It was more just like, well, we'll
someday, maybe. I think he was just waiting for some, like, the magic captain fairy to, like, tap him on the shoulder and be like, no, that's the guy right there. It's like, dude, you're the coach. Make a decision. Let's go here. And so, anyway, hopefully that's what they're doing.
Every coach who's ever waited for the magic captain fairy has been fired. So,
come on,
that's not
man.
A good way to go.
Yeah, like, but, you're a seafaring team with a seafaring name and you have no captain. Just doesn't even make any sense. Ryan?
Yeah, well, I'm going to circle back here to the first point about like where this team identity is. And I was just thinking, I ended up going down a rabbit hole of watching old Seattle Thunderbird games from like 1989, 1990, 91, when they were the toughest team to play in the Western Hockey League. And it was sold out Coliseums against Tri-Cities in the playoffs. There was a fight every other whistle. They got into something. They were tough. They were gritty. The fans loved it. Yep. I mean, they were captivating. They're on Prime Sports Northwest. It was the ticket in town to be at, right? So that it's there. And I think the fans want that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And now with Root Sports going away and all the games are going to be on broadcast TV or ESPN, it's going to open up a new audience, and some of these guys that maybe have shied away from it, they're going to see this. They're going to want to go to the games. It's going to breed new energy and new life into the building. And so 100% that I think this is going to be a different looking team. It has to be, right? They're not going to go through another year of just kind of, you know, showing up in the game. I think they're going to be this team that's going to come out and hit you right in the mouth, right from the get-go.
Well, we know the team listens to the podcast. So if anyone from the team is listening, here's Release the Show's suggestion for the future of the Kraken. Hire a coach that likes to kick trash cans, okay? And then here's one. Lower the price of everything at Climate Pledge Arena. And let the real people in, and let the real families in. And times are hard on everybody out there, and nobody has a job. But everybody wants to be entertained, damn it. And that's what this sports is supposed to be. But just like Broadway shows and movie theaters and everything else, it's almost inaccessible these days for anyone who wants to go in and scream their faces off. And those seats at the top... They should be giving those things away, because those people who would sit in those seats want to drink beers and they want to yell. And they're the type of people that I want to hang out with when I go to a hockey game. You know what I mean? Like, nothing inappropriate. Let's not, you know, not too many beers. Let's not get in fights out in the corridor or anything. Let's point that energy towards the ice. But I really do feel like it's so expensive that you're just pricing out the real fans, Ryan. Like, you know, the regular crowd from Olympic Ice Arena on a Tuesday, they can't go all the time, you know.
And that's why they're going to the T-Bird games and Silvertips.
Exactly.
I mean, even the Totems and the junior leagues like that. But yeah, you can't take a family and afford it to go to a game. And even then, like, I'll go with my girlfriend. And we'll go and we'll go up to the Space Needle Lounge and have a cocktail, and it's $100 before you even like sat down at your seat.
Right. Yeah. No, totally. Totally.
Do you know who is going to the Kraken games?
Who?
The referees' families.
What do you mean?
Did any of you guys see this?
What?
This was a Kraken game against the San Jose Sharks. This guy, it's his first day as an NFL ref.
Oh.
And his whole. I'm sorry, NHL. Yeah, I forgot what show
it's a
we're on.
Show, yeah.
And his whole family showed up all wearing referee jerseys.
In support.
20 family members.
Yeah.
So that's who's buying the tickets.
Something my parents would do, like show up to just
it's
watch
cute.
Me be the referee.
For the first time, but like dressed as a referee.
Yeah. It's very supportive, but at the same time, it's like.
It's a little cringy.
It's the referee.
Very wholesome. How wholesome.
Have you seen those guys that show up dressed like refs just to cheer the refs on? And they're every time the ref would make a offsides call, they're cheering them on.
Yes, yeah.
I make a joke every beginning of the football season, just like out in life. I just make a joke about who I got in my referee fantasy league that year for the NFL. Ooh. And people always think I'm telling the truth. It's a complete joke.
Steve Jabbing?
Oh, dude, Steve Jabbing called so many offsides for me last year. It was amazing.
Killed it for you.
Dude, he crushed it with offsides calls. Oh, Anyway, man, well, you know, time will tell with the team. We'll see what happens. Players on the move. Players will be on the move. That is for sure. If they were naming Chris or Ryan, or, and I'll ask myself the question too, or Brett, the new head coach of the Seattle Kraken, give me the player that you ship out of town first, and give me the player that you keep right away, and then give me the player that you want to fuck.
Oh, wait. Sorry. So I don't get to marry anyone. So what am I doing? I'm shipping someone out, keeping someone.
I think that means marry.
Ryan almost.
That's the merry one.
Okay. Ryan almost Vince
Dunn.
Choked.
Vince Dunn. I don't know. All three.
I want a replay of Ryan's face.
He wants all three for Vince Dunn?
Yeah. Wow.
You're gonna screw him and leave him? You're going to screw him and ship him out? That's not nice.
No.
All right. I will. No, Chris, who do you got?
I'm still confused on... Who am I keeping?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm definitely keeping Vince Dunn because I paid him a lot of money.
Yeah. All right.
So I agree with you on that. On that line. But no, I gotta keep Yanni, because when we've talked so much about hitting people in the mouth, hitting people in the nose, and an identity and a style of play, that man goes out there and is 100. 115, 120, 150 every single time.
I like
even if he's
answer.
Not scoring, he's in the corners. He's beating somebody up. He's like, that man is the identity. So I keep him.
Okay. I actually like that answer a lot. I'd say that if we were going to model the whole team's game after one player, it'd be him, man. I totally agree with you. If he could put a few more pucks in the net. But I like the peskiness.
Sure.
For all of everything that he does, he could score a few more goals. But in terms of the personality, I totally agree with you on that. I think for me, that's a really good answer. So let's assume we're keeping him anyway also. So I'll throw McCann on top, because I think he's your superstar. I really do. I think the team should be putting much more behind Jared McCann in terms of marketing. They should just be, I mean, blowing him up. He could be a 40-goal scorer almost every year. He did that, didn't he? Or close to it, Ryan, the year before? Yeah. And then this year, is you know, he's got to be on top, isn't he? He had to have ended on top or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so he's your guy. I think he's your superstar. And I'm sorry to say it, but the first guy out of town is Matty Berniers. Yeah, hot take. Just not doing it for me. Never really done it for me. Personality-wise, kind of a zero. He looks great in a suit walking into the arena, though. So I might, on the way out of town, I might buy him dinner. But to answer the third question, but see you later, buddy. I mean, maybe this is why you don't take the college hockey players and all the reasons and things we talked about before him coming in. I mean, I don't know if it was just an injury. If it was just an injury and there's stuff behind the scenes, we could talk. But I don't know, man. Like, it just the grit that Ryan's talking about, the sort of like everyone can have one bad game. It's the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many bad games in a row? You know, it's I don't know, man. Like, so I just think the personality. I don't know, and I'm not sure what kind of leadership is there. So forget that. Move on with someone young from Coachella Valley, if you know what I mean. Also, I'd make a big part of my plan bringing up a bunch of those guys because they are young and hungry.
You took my hot take. I was going to say, make Matty Beniers earn his spot next year, right from training camp.
Mm.
Give him something to work for. It's not guaranteed that you're on the team just because you are our draft pick. He came in hot.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah,
Rookie of the year.
He slid last year, right? And could never recover. And again, maybe the new a new coach, a new voice, and sometimes you're just going to play better for somebody else, right? But I think you make him earn his spot next year. And if he starts the year in Coachella Valley, it's a good lesson for him, because right now they start their playoff series tomorrow, second round of the playoffs. There's a ton of guys down there that are ready to move up, including their coach, which again could be in the running for next year for the Kraken. But Yeah, so you make him earn his spot, and I think you right away you keep Jordan Eberle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think he's he played, so I think it was the fourth game he broke his hand last season. So there's a answer for his kind of slump, but he played through that the entire year. Captain material, I would say.
And they re-signed him, didn't they?
Yeah. So again, somebody that can help set that tone. And again, you don't have to be the best player. You don't have to have that personality, but you got to be able to manage that and lead that personality. So I say right away, you keep him and you lean on him and you make everybody else who's kind of like veneers earn those.
Okay. Whoever this next person is coming, and I think they should put a C on someone's chest right away, obviously. I don't want any of this waiting. Just come in, have a couple practices, throw it on someone's chest. Who would it be? And is that person on the team right now?
Well, you'll start seeing in the summer, quote-unquote, captain skates, and who's going to organize that? Who's going to get the guys together to fly in and hang out for a week and do their own sort of OTAs, mm-hmm. in a sense, right? So let's go play some golf. Let's get some skates. Let's keep this momentum, you know, going. Somebody who's organizing that, you're definitely looking at that guy as the captain.
Okay. Yeah, but who is it? Tell me. You want Jordan?
I think it's Jordan. I mean, I think it's going to be Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you look at who's been here from day one. And, again, like you're just saying, I mean, we've got Vince Dunn's one of those guys. We've got Yanni Gord's one of those guys. We've got – I mean, there are some really true leaders, I think, on this team, and it doesn't just have to be staff-based. Right. But again, you're looking at people that the fans like, someone that can carry themselves and be that leader on the team. And Eberle's a little soft-spoken, but – he's always been good with the press. He's been good every time we've ever tried to talk to him. And I think he can be that voice for the team outside of the locker room.
Yeah. Chris, you could just go in Yanni right away.
I mean, I hate to be repetitive and boring, but yeah.
If
we're talking about creating an identity again, and you've got this guy who's a champion, a proven winner, who's out there giving maximum effort and that peskiness, as you said, chippiness, but just all out giving it his all every time. I mean, that's who I want to lead the rest of my men. But I do like the idea of Eberle as well, given that, you know, his experience in the league, and he is good with the press, and I would say one of those two. But I'm gonna lean Yanni.
Yeah. I think I'd go Eberle just because he's the most sort of veteran guy, and he can kind of speak for the team. I feel like Yanni as an assistant, though. Pesky. You know? He's an assistant for sure.
We can have a co.
You know what else I'd do personnel-wise if I had any... Which I don't know what the coach really has much in this because it's more of a general manager thing, but... And careful, Kraken Nation, because I know I already said the Maddie one, but I got another one. I'm gonna send Turbo out of town also.
Ooh.
I know. And I know. Hold on. Everyone's screaming at their speakers right now. Just a second. Hold on. Calm down. Take a deep breath. Hear me out. A lot of show, not a lot of go. And that's sort of what the whole thing is right now. A lot of show, not a lot of go. Like, I love the flow. I'm not going to keep rhyming, but I could try. I love the flow. And I love the show, but not a lot of go. And also, it would show everybody, I don't care who you are. You're not safe around here. And I don't care how many jerseys or t-shirts you've sold. I don't care how many kids come early to take a picture of you flying around without a helmet on. I need more goals. I need more hits. I need more assists. I need more pesky plays. So... And like, not just showy ones. You know what I'm saying, Ryan?
So, I say, put him on the bubble. Your spot's not earned either.
Yeah. Bubble boy.
I mean, I don't care if you're a veteran and everybody loves you. Like, you got to make this team.
Yeah,
I think that's how you set the tone right off the get-go.
Yeah, man. You know what, too? When you tell him this, his face would do what his picture is.
Yeah, he looks surprised. Whoa. That he's not making the team.
Like, hey man, you got to do more than
just got traded.
Take a funny picture, okay? Yeah, that's it for us today. Oh, we're out of time on the song too. Chris, say it quick.
Oh shoot! See ya.
So abrupt.